Hello and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are interrogating another new release for you. I apologize that I have been out this week. I've been dealing with a few health issues and dealing with a bit of a family crisis of sorts. We are trying to figure out all of the plans and everything like that. My husband recently lost his mom. If you haven't caught my other episodes, who I call my mother in love, I absolutely adored her. I got so lucky with my in-laws, and it's just there's a lot of stuff to try to figure out, and I don't want to make excuses for not getting back here to my shows, but I just wanted to kind of explain a little bit. But of course, I am back, and today we are going to be talking about one of the movies that is opening today. Now, what is that movie that we're going to be talking about? Well, before I tell you what it is, I'm going to tell you that this movie definitely has a guilty rating. This movie is a saga in a series of movies that have quite a loyal fan following. Are you one of them? That remains to be seen. If you haven't already figured it out, we are talking about the new Mad Max movie, the one that is Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. And with this one, it's actually a prequel to Mad Max Fury Road. Now, if you're a fan of the original Mel Gibson Mad Maxes, these newer ones may be a little bit harder to get into, but there are those loyalists that love both the old and the new, and then there's the ones that just like the old but not the new, and vice versa, the ones that like the newer ones but not the older ones. This one pretty much picks up almost at the end of the Mel Gibson era. It's picking up kind of at the breakdown of society, where they're talking about the fact that there always was, is, and will be war, because the war that is ongoing that they're fighting in out there in this absolute chaos is one that has been building for a long time. And they don't go into a whole lot of details on that, so don't worry on that at all. But this one, of all of the Mad Max movies, like all of them, old and new combined, this one definitely takes the gore of it maybe a step further than we've ever really seen. This one is downright stomach churning at times. Now, I do not easily get grossed out, but I mean, there was one particular scene in this that I even was like, ugh. I wasn't gagging, but a few of the people in the couple of the rows behind me were. I did not hear anybody actually upchuck, as to say it, but there's a couple scenes, but there's one in particular that just, let's just say this is a movie that I do not advise eating anything with, even popcorn, because just some of these scenes, it's like if they just kind of catch you off guard, and if you have something in your mouth when you see these scenes, I'm not going to be responsible for any or mess that you may end up with in your lap from this. Let's just say this one carries it a little bit far. Now, is it too far for the story, though? That's the hard question, because the way that this story is told, we get to see so much more than just the fighting and the just the road race rage, just kind of everything going on with basically an apocalypse of sorts. This one, there's a lot more to the story itself, and it's literally, there's a quote from the movie of stability born in a world of chaos, and that it just fit the whole movie as a whole. And notice I'm not talking a whole lot about the story yet. Well, in this one, Furiosa, she grows up in this land of abundance, in this green area where there's water and there's food to eat. And basically, there's no picture. Okay, I'm going to totally go off track here just for a second. But picture like in Waterworld, where there was that area where it wasn't all water. This is in Mad Max, you've got every place that's like a desert and almost uninhabitable and unlivable and just torturous. It's kind of the opposite of Waterworld, because technically the ocean is still a desert, because it just, yeah, there's a whole different thing there. But with Area where Furiosa grew up, it was just this land of abundance in this area. And they're on the same planet, of course. It's like, so don't worry, no spoilers there. But she gets taken, and then somebody very close to her gets taken from her. And in that, it unleashes a fury within her. And this one is literally Fury born. This is the fury that we see in Fury Road, and we see how that fury comes to be. And I'm not trying to rhyme, so forgive me on that. But another quote from the movie is, "Eyes for eyes, teeth for teeth, rage fueled by grief." And I'm like, oh, wow, what a beautiful, not beautiful in the traditional sense, but a beautiful quote that fits the movie. And that's really what we are going for here. So we see Furiosa growing up away from the entire land that she's known, but she always desires a way to get home. She wants to go home. She wants to get back. But at the same time, she wants revenge for what happened to the person so close to her. And she will not rest until she gets it. And the things that she does and the extremes that she goes to in this, they're difficult at times to watch if you have a sensitive constitution, but they are so almost fulfilling because you're like, yes, and you can kind of get so caught up in the story on this. And then as you're seeing all the rage and stuff played out, and okay, this movie's like 2.5 hours long. But, you know, when I saw the length of the film, I was like, okay, is this going to be too long? It's like, can they really stretch out the story without stretching out the story? Like, we're to the point that they need filler material. And in this one, they really did do it. It was just, it goes so many different directions, and it delivers on the action and on the explosions and everything that you love about Mad Max, except it take it a step further with the blood and the gore. Now, mind you, if you are not into these movies at all, I do not recommend this. It's a very brutal movie. It's very fast paced. It's very fast action. There's just a lot of stuff going on in every scene. So if that kind of movie is harder for you to follow, I don't recommend something like this. If you have never seen any of the Mad Max sagas, any of the movies along the whole thing, you might be a little bit lost as to what's going on here. If you have not seen Mad Max Fury Road yet, don't despair. If you've seen them out of order, that's fine. If you've seen them in the order that they were released, that's fine. But if you want to watch this before you watch Fury Road, if you've never watched Fury Road, that's perfectly fine. And honestly, it's going to make more sense. There's even scenes from Fury Road in the credits that kind of show you how the story progressed from this one into that one and how the story goes from there. Is this going to be the last that we see of these stories? That I don't know. There was no like special bonus scene or anything like that. Like I said, it gives pieces of Fury Road, so it makes you want to anticipate watching Fury Road, or makes you want to anticipate watching it again, if you enjoyed this one. Score wise, I had to be a little hard. There's some of the stuff, this is the CGI and some of the things that are just okay. I know this is like just end all, beat all of a time, and it's a very war-torn time. It's a very this, that, and the other thing. But there's just some parts to it that you're going, oh my god, come on. I'm trying to watch my language. Actually, I had a friend of ours today say, you know, you curse more than any other person I know. Yes, I do, but I have to be very careful because I want my shows to be family-friendly. I want them to be safe for everyone. So I really try my best to watch my language on that. But you're probably wondering, score-wise, where am I at on this? On the Deputy scale, and I kind of debated a little bit, but honestly, in comparison to Fury Road, I actually like this one just a hair better. Story-wise, very similar. Just the whole, where you get just in-depth into what is going on. But like I said, this is where Fury is born, literally. Okay, maybe not. No, okay, not literally. Like, we don't actually see Furiosa being born, but there's a whole tie-in to that, too. But, like, I don't again want to give away any spoilers, so if you do want to know more on that, you'll have to check it out. But score-wise, I ended up actually with a 6.25 out of 10 on the deputy scale. So not particularly fabulous, but nowhere near bottom of the barrel either. So, like I said, if this is one that you're wanting to check out, it definitely has something for everybody that is into these types of movies. This one's going to have a little bit of a narrower audience because of that. And like I said, if you're into these, there will definitely be something to enjoy. And if not, there's a lot of other movies in the theater right now that you can maybe find and check out for yourself. So if you always want the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content, but you know which buttons to push. And of course, I will be back soon to I'll be back tomorrow to tell you my review about Fury Road. So hang tight and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.